I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. At 1 o'clock, Craig Hoffman, one of our Redskins beat reporters, will be on the show. 118, we're talking Ezekiel Elliott's six-game suspension. Is it going to get reduced? How many will he ultimately serve? Right now, though, you see that there was an update yesterday, a couple of different fronts on players taking a knee around the NFL. Michael Bennett came out, first thing we can react to. He thinks that, according to him, it would be beneficial and would help the movement if a white player took a knee with the African-American players that have already vowed to do so, including he and Marshawn Lynch this season, following in Colin Kaepernick's move from last year. He says that a white player taking a knee would essentially show some type of inclusion and kind of a coming together as brothers in the NFL, which might be true. My point to him would be, if he came up to me in the locker room, I'm his teammate, and said, hey, man, we need someone that supports our cause. I know that you agree that black people should not be killed by police officers who aren't doing anything wrong. I would say, yes, I do agree with that. I would tell him I'm not going to take a knee during the anthem, but I'd be happy to go speak at schools about this. I'd be happy to donate money to whatever cause you create. I would be happy to go door-to-door with you to talk to people about how unfair it is in some places in the country where police officers don't act properly. My answer to him, if I was his teammate, would be, I think there's a lot of ways I can benefit this movement and cause that don't have anything to do with me taking a knee during the anthem.
Yeah, again, it's easy to frame something where if, let's say, your teammate approaches you and says, do what I do, and you say, no, I'm not comfortable with that, then he gets to say, well, then are you in favor of this? Are you in favor of injustice? No. It's the manner, because I'm with you. It's not something I would do. I wouldn't kneel for the anthem. I understand the motivations. I understand all of it. I understand people that are irritated by it. I understand people that are pro it. Whatever. It's free speech. Express yourself. God bless. I also think, though, that you work for a team and your organization can set precedent. Your organization can set what they would like for you to do as an employee. And you are welcome as a citizen of this country, not only to express yourself, but if you don't like the conditions for employment, walk away. You're more than welcome to do that. Yeah. And I know that sounds tough guy-ish, but I'm being serious. If you're principled enough to say, I'm going to do this, and your team says you can't do it, and it's worth it to you, then by all means, step away and do something else and use your platform and do as you will. His point, though, about this will really kind of take a jump if white players do it too, it's a hypothetical. I don't know. I don't know that it would necessarily. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that I could see an argument, but I could also see, yeah, it won't make a difference.
In terms
dropping
of
the
getting more attention, getting more traction for the movement, in quotes, the more players that do it, whether they're white or black, I think is going to move the needle more. Having white players do it and black players do it would probably in some way be beneficial just because of the optics where now it doesn't, if you're a hateful person or even if you're not, but if you're just saying, well, you know, listen, you got to do better. You got to find another way. If other players are doing it from other races, it does feel like the locker rooms are coming together and that there is a bond there. My point is, and we said this with Colin Kaepernick, and we gave him credit because he ultimately did this. Kaep ended up doing a lot of work, donating a lot of money.
And that's what I care about.
Donating a lot of time to this effort. It was not just taking a knee during the anthem. If Michael Bennett's plan is just to take a knee during the anthem, or Marshawn Lynch's plan is just, then I'm not going to stand for the anthem, but they're not going to do anything else, then they're missing a chance to help out here too. Then really what they're doing is, in my opinion, not as good as what Kaepernick did because he did make a difference. Here is the other update on this, though, yesterday. John Lynch, who's the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, which is still weird to me. He had a year in the Fox booth calling games at a very average way, basically. And then he became a general manager of an NFL team.
Pretty incredible.
He said that players taking a knee during the anthem is divisive. And that he respects the players' reasons to do it, but he doesn't want his team doing it. This is from ESPN.com. While every member of the 49ers stood for the national anthem before the preseason opener last week, other players around the NFL continued the silent protest that originated in the San Francisco Bay Area a year ago. He mentions that Bennett and Lynch, among others, during the anthem, took a knee. On Wednesday, Niners GM John Lynch was asked if he supports, tolerates, or has concerns about these silent anthem protests. We had a great deal the other day where we had four chairs up here, and there was Steve Young and Jerry Rice, and they talked about the 49er way. Now, I don't know who the other two players and the other two chairs were, he didn't say. But he says, I always thought that's one of the great things about this league. As a matter of fact, I think it's a great beacon for the rest of culture in terms of the way it should be. You strive for a common goal, and you have unity. And I think this game brings people together. So I think personally, when I see that, I think that's divisive. And I understand guys see things and they're not happy. They have that right. And I think we'll always respect people's rights. That doesn't mean I believe that. I believe this game should be celebrated for what it is. I think it's a tremendous unifier for our country and for the way things should be. So he basically had Jerry Rice and Steve Young, among others, come to the complex and say, hey, this makes the team look bad. This divides people that watch in the crowd. Let's find a way to benefit this effort without taking a knee. It sounds like is the meeting that they had that he and Kyle Shanahan set up for their players. But it got me to thinking, Danny, if you ran a team as a GM, maybe you're a head coach, how would you handle this? Because this is precarious.
Yes, it is.
This leads to fans supposedly not watching, fans not rooting for you, maybe season ticket holders not showing up or not renewing. From a business standpoint, there's a lot at stake for these teams. How do you handle this situation if you're running a club?
Because you could argue equally as passionately, I think, about both sides of this aisle. So argument number one, let's say this. Let's say I'm an owner. I'm in the business of making my fans happy. That's really what this is all about. The best way to make them happy is to win football games, and nobody else kind of cares what you do. But if I'm not there yet, a.k.a. where the Niners are, if this is going to bother some people to the point that it affects our bottom line, we're a business. We can't solve every one of society's problems as a business. The same way every TV show can't have, you know, United Colors of Benetton cast to solve everybody's need and desire to have nothing but, a complete show of nothing but diversity. Not everybody can solve every problem every time they step onto the field. So in other words, the 49ers, yeah, you may want to encounter this. Well, nobody's solved, pediatric cancer yet. Nobody solved, autoimmune diseases. Nobody solved the million things that are still plaguing our country that may or may not be as important. And I understand that everybody's got a cause that they're passionate about. For us, this is our job, our privilege to be here in this league that so many people care about. Maybe we are that 3 hours and change on a Sunday that they don't have to think about anything other than whether the team wins or loses and be excited. The other side of it is you've got a platform, you've got a social responsibility and this, that, and the other, and it's very easy to argue either side of this thing. I can tell you this as somebody that can believe in the cause of a player passionately, okay, and understand that they've got their interests, et cetera. I'm going to say, just because I'm telling you don't protest in this way doesn't mean I don't care about what you're going through and what you believe and et cetera. I would tell my players kind of similar to John Lynch.
Me too.
I would say, I get it. Let us know,
you know
how we can
help.
You
know what I would do, honestly? I'd say,
let's all
hey,
stand.
Why don't we, honestly, like once every month or so, I mean, we already can't practice on the field the way that we want to and hit or do anything. Why don't we take a Tuesday when we're all off and meet and go educate people? Why don't we actually, as a team, as an organization, make a difference?
Do the things that capped it off the field. Do some of those.
Let's do something. Let's have a you, me, and every player in this locker room put up X amount of dollars to whatever organization that's going to help our cause. And let's do things that matter. Taking a knee and creating conversation is fine, but it doesn't actually change anything. So let's do some of those things while, in the eyes of Lynch, not dividing either the fan base or the league or whatever it is. How would you handle this if you were a coach or an executive? That is our question. Players around the league planning on taking a knee again this year. 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. We should also react to this. This was a good tweet from Matt. He says, in reference to Michael Bennett's point that if a white player took a knee with he and Marshawn Lynch and others, it would really help the cause. Matt says if it was Tom Brady or Big Ben, sure, but if it's a fourth-string wide receiver, no one would care.
Yeah, if it's like the 53rd guy on the roster, the fullback, does it make a difference?
Let's react to that and give an opinion on that tweet. 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
I'm PJ Elliott, and we are sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Redskins wide receiver Josh Doctson trying to shake that injury bug. He returned from practice for the first time in about a week and a half yesterday, dealing with that hamstring issue. The second-year receiver participated in individual drills, but not one-on-one or 11-on-11s. Of course, the Skins gearing up for the Packers at their home or at home in their second preseason game on Saturday. Doctson unlikely to play. Nationals beginning a 7-game road trip with the first of four against the Padres tonight at Petco Park. Washington 71-47, easily clear of the rest of the NL East for first place. They're going to send out Edwin Jackson. Get ready for some late nights because tonight's first pitch is at 10:10. Charlie and Dave get it all started at 9:30 right here on The Fan. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm PJ Elliott. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.